What's up, everybody? It is the Hell's Kitchen finale. Oh my gosh, we're here and we have the winner with us live. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm never going to get this finger thing down. I can't get it down.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm just going to do this.
Boom.
Oh, my gosh. Frank, we made it to the end.
We did. You didn't think it was possible. I know you were worried, Adam, stick with me this whole season.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how I did that, but I did.
Yeah.
But it was a pleasure. And it's the finale. And we're going to get into it. But ladies and gentlemen, I am Lim Gonzalez, and I've been Lim Gonzalez my whole life. And you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. You can also check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Next to me is my main man, my only guy in the studio. So he's got to be the main man.
Wow, by default, I get that honored title. I love it. I'll take it.
Oh, man. But it's Frank Brand, everybody.
Hey, everybody. You can follow me on Twitter at Happy Go Jackie. And I'm really trying to get my Gram game up, my Instagram game.
Okay, dope.
So at Happy Go Jackie as well, I'll be putting up a little snapshot of Lim Gonzalez himself here, getting ready to do the intro.
Yeah, it was a terrible picture you showed it to me.
I loved it.
Yeah, my mouth was wide open.
Looked like a Muppet.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Frank. I appreciate it. That's why we're not friends.
All right.
But ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a drum roll going.
Yes.
We had her on the show before, but, you know, of course, we didn't know what we know now.
No, she knew it.
She did.
Yeah.
But she kept mum.
Kept it like.
But now the bag is out. The cat is out the bag. We have the season winner of Hell's Kitchen.
Boom, boom, boom.
Kimberly Ryan in the house. Hey! What's up, girl? Raise the roof. That's right. Take it back to 95. Yeah, I love it. I love it. So, first of all, Kimberly Ryan, I just got to know right now, how do you feel? I know it's been crazy because, you know, you told me before the show, you're like, I'm going to be in the show because it's crazy for me right now. I'm a celebrity. No, but tell me, I want the initial reaction of what's going on with you now that you know, obviously this aired on Thursday. It's now Monday. It's been several days. What is going on in your life, Miss Ryan?
You know what? I thought maybe everything would slow down a little bit, but it's just getting crazier. And it's such a relief to finally share this big news. So
right.
It's been a really, really fun weekend.
That's dope. How long? Because I know they film these and they kind of, Fox is very good about, they kind of put these in the pipe. And so I feel like, has it been like a year and a half since this happened?
It's been almost 2 years. They
almost
don't really
2 years.
Like us to point that out, but I mean, people can do math.
Right,
but,
absolutely.
You know, Chef Ramsay has so many shows and he films them back to back, and
right.
It's just how it works out sometimes. So I've had to keep this secret, and my daughter has, my mom has, for a very long time.
Long time. That's right.
Is it hard just...
I like seeing that, you know, Ryan, 29, Traverse City, Michigan. I'm like, yes,
29. 29 forever.
Right.
Is it 29? It's a new story.
I love that. Yes.
Oh, dope. There it is.
Is it hard to plan your life for that 2 years, though? I mean, because you know you have this great thing ahead of you, and you got to just sit there and wait and not tell anybody what your life's going to be like.
Yeah. You know, the producers and even Chef Ramsay himself, they were all so great, and they said, you know, just keep cooking, just keep learning, and do everything you can during this period of time until we can, you know, get you where we want you to be. So that's what I did.
Boom. There it is.
Do they at all like get you with Yardbird at all during that time, just so you're touching base with people during that 2 year kind of gap? Are they giving you things to work on or anything?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I worked at a lot of different places since then, but I have been in touch with Yardbird for a while now. I've been out there, I've met the owners. They are amazing. The restaurant is amazing, incredible.
Nice.
And so, you know, it just all had to be very secret, like.
Right, of course. Incognito. One more question about right now, and then we'll get into the episode. Obviously, Yardbird is in Vegas. You are nowhere near Vegas at this present time. what do you feel about transitioning your life and moving to Vegas for this new job and new great opportunity?
You know, You know, I'm so excited. I am a little bit scared, but I have never traveled outside of Michigan for longer. I cook out in Colorado sometimes during the summer for a couple months, but I've never traveled. And that's the only way you can get better in this industry. So to finally have a legit reason and an, like, awesome people to learn from and a very big paycheck, this is going
to... 250K.
Yes.
So
One last thing too, Ryan. Last time you were on, I mean, you had to hear Lem just kind of like waffling about, like, I don't know about, you know, Ryan or anything like that.
I did not say that.
You know, how did it feel just like doing that interview and just looking at Lem just going, man, you are a chump, Lem. I won this thing. And I got to listen to you just kind of not be on Team Ryan?
That is not true.
It is a little bit true, Lem.
I knew it was coming. I knew the pilot was coming. It's all right.
I watch your show every week, and I mean, even, you know, Robin and Frank have been Team Ryan pretty much from the gate.
Boom.
Okay, wait, hold on. You know what? I'm just going to get into there because I'm not going to win this fight. If I keep going, it's just going to get worse and worse. So I'm going to take the L. It's fine. I was wrong. You guys were Team Ryan the whole time. I did eventually jump on board. So don't act like I didn't like have like Heather for the win the whole time.
Ryan, I wouldn't even say that he like hopped on board. He had like one toe in the bandwagon. Because even last week, he's like, I can't decide.
I can't decide.
Exactly. You did too.
You know, like I said, I should have stopped my head. Okay, I'm going to take the L. Fine.
Like everybody.
Right. All right, cool. It's all right. Ryan won, and that's dope. That's all I'm going to say. All right, so let's get into this episode. It actually is, we found out last week that it's the two of you, Heather and Ryan. And so you end up getting, first of all, having this great breakfast. Is this in the back of the dorms where you're having this breakfast?
Yep. Okay. You know, it was so weird to go back. It was kind of nice to go back and sleep with just Heather and I. Like, she's in her own room. I'm in my own room. I don't have to share a room with five grown women anymore. So That was a really good night's sleep.
I can imagine.
Pretty good 4-hour night's sleep.
Right, 4-hour. So the sous chefs come in and you basically start to plan your menus, which that's something different. I hadn't seen that kind of situation. I've seen before where you kind of plan by yourself and kind of figure out, and then you get with your brigade, whoever you end up picking of the previous chefs that were on the show. But sous chefs came in, and I thought that was a good turn or a good change, because obviously they're very knowledgeable. Did you find that, and which sous chef did you have to work with?
I had Chef Aaron.
That's right. And how was that working with him planning your menu?
It was wonderful. And, you know, I'm surprised they even fit. That's 4 days fit into, you know, 44-minute long episode. So I really love Chef Aaron. I wish they showed him and Chef Andy more. Like, I was really happy to have had that kind of advantage in my eyes, like, to have already worked with him over on the blue side.
Right.
So we flipped a coin to pick, you know, who our sous chef was, and Heather won that, and she got Chef Andy, and I was, you know, I would have been happy with either of them. So I had Chef Aaron, who was, I wish they showed him more. He was really, really, really fucking funny. But, you know, we had been planning our menus for a while, you know, just not in front of them. So to actually have the chance to talk to them prior to the service about it and get their input was awesome.
Right.
Because what I like about that is that, as opposed to waiting for whoever you're going to pick from the former contestants, I mean, these are people that work with Ramsay, know his likes and dislikes, and you, I mean, you want to think everybody, all the former contestants have the best intentions, but you don't know what their objectives are. So it's nice to talk to two chefs that aren't that are impartial, so to speak.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I, you know, like, everybody's kind of afraid of Chef Aaron because he is a big, you know, bulging, like, scary man. He could cook his ass off, and I really admired him, and so I was just thankful for any of his input. And that's also why throughout the season, like, I didn't ever want to screw anyone over or disrespect anybody, because you never know who's going to be on your team if you make it to the end.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point to make. You were then told you were going to get a makeover at Ken Paul's salon out here in Los Angeles, and then you're also going to go to this amazing musical feature with Rob Morrow as the special guest. And no, it wasn't quite like that.
But come on, Ryan. You've seen the show before, so you know they always do like a bait and switch on these things. Did you guys have an idea like, all right, they're just leading us up to something?
See, here's the thing. I watched like the first 2 or 3 seasons, and then I didn't because I don't have cable. I don't know anybody that can afford cable anymore. So I really, truly didn't know that that was going to happen. Like, I drank a whole bottle of champagne in that limo. Like, right there!
Yes! That's great. So she, so she was cooking drunk.
Yes!
That's awesome.
Love it.
That is awesome. Yeah, so obviously, like Frank was saying, they gave you the bait and switch. And so, you know, it ended up being a Hell's Kitchen event starring you two, where you had to make these 4 dishes. And I'm just curious, I mean, they give you an hour. Is it an actual, like, 60 minutes that you have to make these 4 dishes, or that's kind of, yeah. Is there
yeah,
kind of flubbed a little bit?
60 minutes, but those dishes came from our menus that we built with our sous chefs.
Okay.
So they, you know, so they already had everything organized. They already knew what to do. Like, I just didn't expect it to be then. I don't know if Heather did. It kind of seems like she did because she wasn't drinking champagne.
Ah, I see.
And where did you actually cook all that food?
Usually, you know, they gave us fake champagne before challenges. So I was like, well, this is real, so there's definitely nothing coming up. I drank all of it. But,
was there a kitchen back where you were that you did all the cooking, or was it like backstage
it was
and a
kitchen,
lot?
Like about a door away. Like we just had to quickly switch into our Chef White's and walk over, and it was, I didn't realize that it was all on the big screen and,
oh, wow,
you know, in front of a whole audience.
Whole audience. Got it.
I thought hairspray in my hair. I thought for sure I was going to light on fire.
That's hilarious. So as far as the 4 dishes, you had to cook 1 appetizer and then 3 entrees featuring beef, fish, and chicken. And then another thing that was new for those of us that have been watching the show for a lot while is that you got to get your choice of chef after you won each round. So
I thought that was really cool.
I thought that was cool too, because typically it's you kind of pick and use like the, what is it, like a dodgeball, and mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I got you. But this gave you an opportunity. So it didn't seem though, and I'd love to get your take on it, because I'm watching this and I see, you know, Heather kind of get first choice a few times. But the choices that she made.
I kind of blew that challenge. I blame the champagne.
You blame the champagne. Well, then I was like, okay, but now you say you were feeling yourself a little bit. And that's maybe why some of those dishes maybe came out a little little crazy, a little wonky.
Right.
Do you think, though, looking at it, because obviously, and I guess I'm not surprised, you know, but she picks Andrew first. She has first pick. So she has all of the, 8 chefs that are there to choose from. And I'm thinking, like, off the top of my head, oh, man, there's this person. I thought Kimberly would have been a good choice as first. Or, you know, I mean, anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Heidi.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, the third person.
Yes.
But
Heidi.
Yeah. But, no.
Also, I think that she knew that I hate Andrew. So, like, if she picked somebody else, like, it's not like I'm like, oh, let me get Andrew.
Right,
like,
right.
She could have had him next turn. Like, I never would have picked him even if he was last. I would have been like, I'm good
right.
with three people.
Like, yeah, so, I mean, it really seemed like she really did herself in and didn't take advantage of that.
Well, and
also, you know, she's been kind of milking that whole thing. Like, she didn't know about the fiance. She didn't know about this. Like, at this point, she knew
absolutely.
She still picks him and winks at him, and I was like, I'm here for a job, not for a fucking boyfriend. So get real.
Saw that.
Well, Andrew's just reactions every time that Heather wouldn't pick Polly was just so like, oh, get along, Andrew, come on now.
No, he wanted the boys club to be back. I love though, Ryan, and maybe it was the champagne now that we know. But as soon as she picks out, you're just like, man, she's stupid. I was like, yes.
She's wasted her first pick. I would never have picked Andrew, ever.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I mean, if he cooked as good as he thought he cooked, maybe. But then again, I think
he can do anything.
Right, exactly. Anything. Yeah. But I think just personality alone, it just seemed like it would be a clash, even if he could cook well. Because he's going to try to take over or whatever the situation. For that first one, it was the appetizer. I wanted to ask you, too, you cooked a risotto, orzo. Can you explain what that is?
So orzo is like rice and pasta made a really delicious baby, obviously. And then I make that into like a risotto type thing. So it's not rice anymore. It's orzo. It's a thing I made. I made it for like 6 years now. I have a couple friends that I think like me just because of this dish. They're like, yeah, we'll come over and hang out with you if you make that.
If you make that, got it. So she did take that one. She made the shrimp, salmon, and crab cake. And so we had, it was the seared salmon. And we had the seared Arctic char. So that was the fish dish. And Ryan, you actually got that one. And you got to pick Heidi, which I thought was a great pick. Again, she was number three. And so then we got into the beef challenge. And so Heather had a ribeye. You had a filet. Did you get to, you picked obviously which meat you were going to cook with.
Yeah.
And then Heather took that one. And so she picks Kimberly. And so then we get lastly to probably the most important one, because it's the CEO of Yardbird, John Kunkel. And you both basically made chicken breasts, and Heather beast you on that one. And
he liked both of them, right?
Yeah, he did. Did you tell him afterwards, like, sorry, I was a little tipsy when I was cooking that. Things I won't be doing when I'm working for you.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, I feel like, in hindsight, obviously you won, so it doesn't matter really. But did you think that, once you lost that one and Heather beat you on that one, did you think that that was going to jeopardize your, I guess, position in making it because he is the CEO of Yardbird?
Not so much. She gave us like both a lot of compliments about the dishes. I was already just upset for losing so many rounds of this challenge. Like,
right.
I was like, what? Okay, I'm over it.
Right. Bring on the people. Just what I get.
Was there anybody that Heather picked that you would wish that, oh man, I wish I would have had them on my team instead?
That's a good question.
No.
All right, look at that. So there you go.
Maybe Kimberly, but like she, as we'll get into, but I was so upset about losing those challenges and the dishes,
right?
And then I got the team that I would have picked anyway,
so it all worked out. And you did say that,
congratulations, Heather, you played yourself,
right? And that's why I said I feel like she didn't choose wisely. Heather didn't choose wisely, and you even said like, oh, I got a great team.
Yeah.
And I looked at the team, I'm like, yeah, she does have a great team. So yeah, I don't know what her mentality was.
I'm folly, but he can cook. He's a good cook, and I am very bossy. People say like I can't lead a kitchen. Watch me. And he's a really good chef. You just gotta get him, you gotta put him in his place.
Right. And you're the one to do it. You end up discussing your menus, and then, of course, Mr. Andrew, your favorite.
Oh, geez, put me in the most important position in the kitchen. I will take care of it. Just give it to me. I'm the best.
Best of the line.
Like, what is this?
There's that line, too, where he's like, just me and Heather. If it was just us.
Right. We would kill it. I'm like, yo, son, like, you lost already. Like, and you didn't even get third. Like, you lost a little while ago. So you're not the best. And I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, he just doesn't get it.
I think he was expecting Chef Ramsay at some point during the competition to go, everyone stop, I made a horrendous mistake. Andrew, come to me.
You bring it back in. Bring you back in. It's going to be top three now. You battle it out. Like, yeah. And so you were talking about Polly earlier, and he actually had a quote, a song quote, actually, from a prominent musician by the name of Big Sean, and he was quoting the song, I Don't F With You.
Now that song came out while we were out there, so
he was singing the lyrics. So was that directed?
It wasn't really directed towards me.
The magic of editing. Okay, interesting. Because I was like,
my mom is really, really still to this day like mad that I picked Polly.
Really,
but I didn't see any of the confessional commentary, anything from him. He was always so nice to my face, and always like, "Hey, you're the best. You wanna team up? You wanna like make a some sort of like no."
Yeah.
And then he calls me to face. I said everything I needed to say to his face.
Yeah.
I had to kind of lean down and like find his face.
I love it. Yes, I love it. And it's not like you picked him first. I mean, he was third on your list. And you really...
second. He was my second choice.
Oh, he was your second choice?
He really can cook. He was great in challenges, but he just, he's a wild card.
Oh, you know what? That's right.
I can put people in their place. And you can. Not in a yelling, screaming, bitchy way like Heather. Like, I can... Even Polly, who disrespects me all the time. I can be respectful. And it's like, please, dude, come on.
Yeah. Handle it. So we get into dinner service, and I wanted to ask you about this, too, because Heather, who is, you know, she's got to run a brigade. Well, you both do. And she actually calls two foretops at the same time. And even Chef Ramsey comes up to her and is like, you're calling two foretops? She's like, yep, that's what I'm doing. And I wanted to ask you, as a chef, how detrimental was that? I mean, I know Kimberly kind of said in her one-on-one that she was trying to jump ahead, but how dangerous is doing something like that?
I mean, in a regular restaurant, like, it's not too bad. Like, when you're, you know, like, that's just eight people, like, in a regular restaurant anywhere in the world. But in Hell's Kitchen, like, you don't do that. Like, you got to get everybody, especially it was, like, right at the beginning. Like, make sure you're up to speed. Get everybody on your team, like, where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she was really just trying to kind of, you know, exactly what Kim said, like, get ahead and prove herself and do this or that. And she's screaming and yelling and kind of being more like Chef Ramsay, and like, which is fine. She's a little bit younger. I think she was just imitating him, like, thinking, like, oh, this will impress him if I act like him. And I was just like, I'm going to be myself and see how this works out.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Which I feel like that's what he would respect more.
Yeah, don't try to emulate him. Just be the best version of you doing this job.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. How'd you feel about those ice-cold meatballs that Polly brought up?
Well, this is another instance where, well, Polly is colorblind. This is a little known fact.
Interesting. Right. Okay.
I don't know if it's real or not, but this is what he has stated for a long time. But he said that he didn't realize they were undercooked because he's colorblind and he couldn't see that they were, underdone. And I was like, so because you're colorblind, you can't feel that something is cold.
Right,
like,
that colorblind does affect all your other senses, right?
Isn't that
how it works?
That goes back to the risottos with Wendy, too, where, like, I'm screaming at him back out on the porch where I'm like, are you deaf, too? Mm-hmm. Like, what other ailments do you have that you haven't told us about?
Other ailments? What other sicknesses do you have, sir? Any diseases?
Full disclosure before you start cooking more meals.
Please. I need a physical.
We don't know.
Hilarious. Chef Ramsay actually asked him if he was trying to sabotage you. Do you think that was happening? Or based on your statement, you just think that he was an honest mistake because he couldn't tell what color they were?
I think that he wasn't trying at that point as hard as he could have, because obviously it was cold. Like, Chef Ramsay, like, shoved my hand in. I was like, I get it. It's cold. Like, But I think that he just didn't really care, like, which sucks because he could, you know, use this as a door or, you know, to get into, like, a better job.
Right.
And anybody that ever watches the show is going to be like, no, dude.
Like, what are you doing? Okay.
Yeah.
Not going to help you at all.
No, I don't think so. But I think after that, he was like, okay, I better, you know, step it up a little bit.
Right. And he said, and I don't know if you knew this because it could have been in the confessional, but he said a few times, like, should I help her? Should I not? It was like he was going through this tug of war. If I help her, will that help me? Am I going to get any money? Like, he kept kind of going back to that.
He asked me if I would give him $5,000 about 15 times.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, so I'll help you if you give me, like, $5,000, and I was like,
yes,
that's the exact answer. That's great.
You had your chance for some money, son. You blew it.
He messed up.
Because I don't understand, like, when you get an opportunity to come back like that, I mean, why don't you just want to just do your best work, leave the viewers, leave Chef Ramsay with a really positive impression of you, because you're going to be seen by other restaurateurs and things like that.
You want to have a little good credit.
What Cook did. He came back and he wasn't even in the top 10, which is supposed to be what it is.
Right.
And Matty Ice wouldn't come back. He's like, no, that show, blew.
Right.
So he wouldn't come back. So Coop was asked, and he stepped it up big time for me. And, like, I think that, you know, speaks volumes of what kind of person and chef he is. So
obviously,
Polly had his stance, and he blew it.
Right. And I would think that it would be a resume builder if you're, you know, obviously you're working in this environment or this position, and hey, I was on Hell's Kitchen, and this is what I did, and blah, 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 and it could help you, like you said, get a job, you know, somewhere substantially. So, especially if you get a, you know, co-sign from Chef Ramsay. What were you going to say?
Yeah, speaking of Chef Ramsay, during this, I mean, certainly he has got a critical eye during that whole competition, but now while it's down to the final two, do you notice anything extra that he's doing in terms of looking at you and Heather?
I think that he was really looking at, you know, how he could lead and how he could talk to us. Because we're not, I'm not over there cooking anymore. You know, mm-hmm. I'm leading my brigade.
Right.
And I don't have a loud voice. I have a super annoying, weird pitched voice. But you know, I don't believe in screaming or putting other people down or yelling or being, you know, extra. Like, just do this, and let's go. And I could see that he finally realized that I know what to do, mm-hmm. and you know, I don't have to be told what to do.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be screaming. That's never been my style.
That's great.
I did see there was a moment where I could see where Heather was maybe going to lose this when Chef Ramsay pulls her into the back.
That right there was a death knell for Heather for me. It's like, if you got to get talked to at this point in the competition,
it's the finale.
That is not good.
Yeah. Did you see that happen? I mean, I don't know where you were position-wise.
No, I didn't see. I literally didn't see or hear anything that was going on in her kitchen. I was uh-huh. so focused on what was going on in mine.
Right.
If that had happened to me, I would have been like, okay, well, I'm just going to go home now.
Yeah, that's done. That's it.
Game over.
Enjoyed my time. Yeah, I mean,
my mom and my daughter were obviously out in the dining room, and she just said, like, my kitchen was, like, calm and quiet and collected, and everything was just happening, and uh-huh. over in the red kitchen, it was just, like, screaming, chaos, everything. Like,
wow.
So it's crazy to hear that comparison, because that's just kind of how I operate. So.
That's how we work, and obviously it worked out.
Yeah.
we do see her come back, and she does seem to be more assertive, and I don't know if it was too little too late, maybe. We did see Wendy. She kind of messed up on the salmon on her, on your team. And then you switch her out with Coop when that happens. What was kind of the philosophy there? Was it just like, she's messing up, I need to get this taken care of? How was this going to work? Yeah.
Well, Coop was the only person that I hadn't worked with, so I thought that was an advantage. Like, because I had, you know, I volunteered to go over to the blue team, so I'd worked with Polly, I had worked with the girls. Like, I knew how to work with everybody. But Coop was eliminated before I ever went to the blue team, so I was like, But I remember that he could just do fish really well,
mm-hmm.
and I know that Wendy, I worked with her and like was partners with her a couple times, and she can do meat and pork, and so I was like, all right, let's just
switch this up.
Smart thinking.
Yeah,
it's really smart thinking. After dinner service is over, we see Chef Ramsay. He always goes to these comment cards. And yes. I always wonder, like, how much weight does that have? Because obviously he's observing the whole time. And
yeah.
he's trying to figure out who was going to be the one to win. And it's, I mean, I'm assuming his decision along with maybe, you know, input from the producers or what have you. But do you, knowing now, like, how the show operates, do you think the actual comment cards have a lot of play in his decision making?
I think so, just as much as, like, the guest judges do as well.
Okay.
We were told during that, because he really did go through, and I was told, because they had the people in the dining room have a choice, like, to vote, like, if they would frequent or go to the restaurant if one of us was to open a restaurant. And he said that it was the highest percentage of people saying yes that would come to my restaurant ever in the history of Hell's Kitchen.
What?
Awesome. Very nice.
That's dope. Exclusive.
Yeah.
I had to get it in. I had to get one in. No, that's amazing. That's really amazing.
Yeah, I think yes, but, you know, ultimately it's what he sees, because all they're doing is eating the food. They don't know me. They haven't seen everything that goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
So. I think it's all part of the process.
Right.
How much time is it between the time you wrap up service and he's looking at the comment cards before you get brought up to the double doors?
There had to have been at least 6 hours. I'm not even kidding.
Whoa.
Jeez.
6 hours?
And it was just Heather and I back in the dorm, and I was like, so, you want to play Jenga? What do you want to talk about? She was like, shut up.
That's crazy. I didn't think it would be that long.
Man.
And where are the guests at this point? Because, I mean, obviously they're still there, because when you go up to the doors, they're there, you know, at the end. Are they just waiting there in the dining room?
A lot of them, like obviously, like, the celebrity guests left.
Right,
and then it
right.
was a lot of, there's so many production assistants and awesome people that help. So I don't know what they were doing. I didn't even realize that we were up on a big screen again.
Oh, really?
I probably wouldn't have been doing a lot of the stuff that I was doing, but I do think that scene where I said I was just going to bust through the door and win anyways was kind of funny.
That was funny. That was funny. So after the six-hour wait in some Jenga playing...
She wouldn't play.
She wouldn't play? Shame on her. Why would you not play Jenga?
I have nothing else to do.
Are you able just to let it go during that 6 hours, or do you start second-guessing things you did during service? Like, oh, I wonder if he's thinking about that. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
I think she was. I was to the point where I was like, well, it's over. So, right. I mean, let's do something fun. Let's get it off of her mind.
Yes.
Whatever happens is going to happen.
She was really, like, not having a great time. So I figured that she maybe had a worse service than I did at that point. So I was like, what's the problem? What are you upset about?
Talk to me right now. That's
let's
great.
Play.
Yeah, let's play Jenga. Come on. Well, you didn't know that she was pulled in the back, which I'm sure she was reeling over because that's a huge thing. So after the 6 hours, you go up and you're at the top of the stairs there and you're in the office. You have the two double doors and, it's waiting. How long, I know you said it was 6 hours from the time that the dinner service is over, you're up there. How long are you waiting to actually walk in through the door?
After, like, having our hands on the doorknob, not longer than, like, a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's cool.
Okay.
I tweeted that. I know you saw that, Ryan. Just, you know, that moment is always just, like,
crazy.
They always cut that so well. It
they
just
do.
Gets you like, oh, just
I
do
know.
It.
I know. What is the...
There's not time for a commercial.
What is the thought process? I mean, obviously you had so much time to think about it, 6 hours. Is there anything new going through your head? Or are you just like you said, I just want this over with?
It was really overwhelming. I knew my mom and my kid were down there, and I was just like, I just want to... And part of me, I was like, okay, maybe the door won't open and I can just be done with this crazy-ass experience and all these psycho people. Like, can I just go home and pretend like this never happened? But I really, truly wanted it to open. I wanted this opportunity. So.
Wow. And it did. And you won. Congratulations.
Yes!
Yeah! Love it. I wanted to point out your daughter. She's like, she's the camera pan. Your mom, of course, is excited. But your daughter, I feel like she doesn't know what's going on. She's like,
We had flown her out the night before to surprise us. And it was like midnight California time. So like 3 a.m. Michigan time.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like... zombie style. Like, I don't even know what's going on. What is this?
Right. Yeah, because I love it because they show her, she's just like, I'm tired.
Yeah, and that's right.
She's like, she won!
She's like, yay! Can I go to sleep now?
No, what I was like about the celebration, too, is
when can I sleep?
Right.
Chef Ramsay always likes to bust out that champagne and start hosing everybody down. But
right.
Was it because you had your daughter was there and Heather's son was there? Is that because they kind of dialed back on like the spraying the champagne around? It's like, oh, we're just going to kind of keep it reserved.
Yeah, they didn't do well.
Sure,
yeah,
they got them. I'm pretty sure they got them all. But
they got them all. They got them all.
Also, if you could remember for a long time, was the confetti and the spraying. So
that happened for a long time. Well, I mean, congratulations. Like you said, Frank had you the whole time.
Yes,
Frank.
Boom to me.
Whatever. I was late to the party, but it's cool.
Bandwagon fan.
That's right. And not even a good bandwagon, man. You kept on just hanging out of that bandwagon
not,
the whole
I did
time.
Not. I,
you were. You're like, oh.
Okay, wait. I did. It was not that bad.
It was bad.
I'll tell you what. For me, I tell you, for real. I was definitely rooting for Shayna. I was at the beginning. You guys were, you know, on Ryan. And then once Shayna left, if you recall, I was like, yes, I agree with you on Ryan. I did.
I remember last episode when it's like, wow, who are you going to pick? Oh, gosh, I can't really decide. I don't know.
I did not.
Yeah, you would not pick a winner. You would not pick a winner.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
I really, okay, whatever.
Can we get a replay?
So, Ryan, does Chef Ramsay give you any parting words after you're done with the competition to send you off?
Well, yeah, like I said before, he's like, you know, just you know, continue cooking, keep learning, and we can't wait to, like, have you, you know, come out here and be on our team. So, finally, that's all happening. It's literally the day after the finale. They're like, so when can you start? I'm like, Jesus.
Can I sit out for a second?
I gotta figure some stuff out. I need, like, okay.
Right, exactly.
How soon do you think you may make your move to Vegas?
I'm hoping for next month.
Oh, nice.
Dope. I'm going to be going to...
Of course. Lem, you didn't even ride the bandwagon well, and now you're sliding. Hey, Ryan, if you can fit me in, I'll be out in Vegas.
Wait a second. First of all... First of all, I love Vegas, and mm-hmm. I do frequently go there. So I'm just saying, like,
all right.
If I'm there,
wow!
What? All right. I love Ryan. Ryan is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can ask for me with the hostess, and we'll see what kind of mood I'm in.
Yes.
Oh God,
this is not going to be well. They were like, "Sorry, sir, we cannot help you because you're a bandwagon jumper."
That's right.
Unless you're with Frank and Robin,
there you go.
We cannot seat you. That's hilarious. Well, Ryan, again, I can't say it enough, but congratulations! I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I know you're excited for the new journey. I'm excited for you. Any parting words, anything you want to tell the fans, anything about the experience that we hadn't covered?
I mean, no, I thank you so much. I love your guys' show. I've watched it from the beginning. It's kind of hard because they portray people in a weird way, but for the most part, they did pretty well.
Yeah.
You can follow me. Like, I hope it's on the screen like it usually is.
We got your Twitter up. We should have your Twitter up.
Yeah. I'm just so excited to meet. I don't like to call them fans because I'm just not used to this type of thing. But I'm just so excited to meet everybody that's been supporting me all along. Unlike some people.
Yeah. Oh, boom.
Here we go.
Ryan, I'm also wondering, like, as a professional chef, what does like an opportunity like this, a competition like this, do for a chef's career?
I mean, it's groundbreaking, like, right. Just career changing. Like, the main way you can get better in this industry is to travel, and this is finally my chance to do so. The reason I like this industry so much is you can never be the best. Mm-hmm. the best. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be someone better than you. So
right.
I can't wait to learn from people that are better than me.
There it is. You just mentioned about, like, how sometimes people are portrayed in weird ways or something like that. Do you think that, you know, you were portrayed kind of how you are? Do you think there was any misrepresentation with editing or how the show went or anything like that?
No, I mean, I think they portrayed me exactly how I am. Like, everybody is like, oh, she has no personality. She's so quiet. She's a robot. And I'm like, I'm shy. I truly am. Like, I've had 3 glasses of wine tonight, so that's why I'm kind of shy.
Yes.
I am a shy person, and it kind of comes off as being, like, you know, full of myself or snotty, and it's not the case at all. It's just like, I'm like, oh, I don't know how to act right now.
Right.
I'm from a very small town, so, you know. But from, you know, the beginning to the end, I think they showed me in the right light. I tried not to do anything I'd be embarrassed of. I knew my grandma and everybody would be watching this, so I was on my best behavior.
There it is.
Now, Lem, how do you feel you were portrayed during this after show, during the course of the season?
You know what? I'm not going to do this. I accepted enough punishment. I'm just saying. It's all good. But, yeah, no, definitely I'm excited for your journey and everything you're doing. I think you're a great winner to represent the brand. And I'm excited to come hopefully get a spot at your restaurant.
Oh, man.
Hopefully.
Okay. Shameless Lem.
I'll come out to L.A. sometime, too.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That'd be dope. We would love that. Please let us know when you're out in L.A. That would be amazing. Maybe we could do a special, like,
absolutely.
Spotlight or something like that here in the studio.
For sure. That'd be so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. I'll just make sure Frank's there since I'm a loser, apparently. I won't be good enough for that interview in person.
You're probably right, Lem.
Well, thank you so much, Ryan. And thank you so much for supporting our show. We appreciate you watching it and all of that. We love when the people from the show watch us and appreciate our opinion. So, much blessings to you and everything that you're doing. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah. Oh, you're the best, Ryan. I'll actually come out to see you in Las Vegas. I'll do that.
You will.
Because I supported her from the beginning. I get to see how it ends.
All right, Ryan. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bye, Ryan. Look at that.
Kim Ryan.
See, you know how much more enjoyable the show would have been for you if you would have just been on Kim's team the whole time? You know? That's all right. But I mean, you know, whatever.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? It's all good. That's all I got to say is I'm glad she won. She deserves it, you know. And again, I was slow to get there, but I got there.
Well, that's debatable. I feel like everything right now is just like trying to set yourself up for a table at Yardbird.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, everything right now is, man, just want to get yourself that good seat.
Oh, man. But that is our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in this whole season. It's been Hell's Kitchen, my favorite cooking show in the world. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, this season. You can always find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. You can also check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Frank Moran has been with me all season as well. Frank, where are you at?
You can follow me and all my chef prognosticating skills. I know a winner when I see him over at Happy Go Jackie. And then you can find Lemon Me in the hot tub after the show.
No, we will
celebrating
not.
With a little dip.
That's not there going to happen. That will not happen. That is not exclusive. Until then, we'll see you.
Bye, everybody.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Lamb wants a table at Yardbird.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.